Welcome back to the Sports Show here on Tip TV. A few months ago, you wouldn't have believed it if I said this next game is a clash of two of the form sides in the Premier League. Well, Matty Lawrence, it is, isn't it? And Leicester saving themselves at the moment and marching towards a title. So who breaks here?
I think Chelsea. I think Chelsea are too strong, too good. As you've said, Leicester in magnificent form. We all know they've won the last four games. Current form guide, which I think runs over sort of 6 to 10 games, are only behind Everton, Arsenal and Chelsea in the form guide, which is frightening. They've obviously managed to pull themselves out of the relegation zone, but I think this is a little a game too far. I think Chelsea are too strong. I don't think Leicester are good enough at the back to contend with, you know, the likes of Hazard, Costa if he plays, not sure whether he will, Oscar, just a whole host of fantastic talent they've got going forward. And I also think, Mourinho's obviously said it, John Terry's pretty much in the form of his life at the moment. Him and Cahill have formed such a wonderful partnership there. I don't think Leicester are good enough to break that down either. They've got some goal scorers, Yavardis, Ajoa, Nugent, but I don't see them breaking down Chelsea. I really don't. I think Chelsea will be too strong. I don't think there'll be a whole host of goals in this, but I think Chelsea will run out winners. I wouldn't like to predict a score. Certainly wouldn't surprise me if Leicester didn't score, though.
Matt, you mentioned John Terry there. Richard Keys on the show often, Simon, says that he thinks John Terry's arguably the player of the season. Defensively, they're very strong. Leicester don't score too many goals. Do you think this could be one of those games we're looking at under 2.5 goals, something like that, as a market to play?
Definitely. I totally agree with Terry. I thought it was the best performance I've seen him give for 5 years at the weekend. But I also think, for me, the player of the year is Cahill. I think the guy's come on in leaps and bounds. He made the big move, maybe like a lot of people when he went to a big club. I wouldn't say went backwards for the first year, but maybe just flattened out. Or I think he's been immense. I suspect the reason he's been immense is because he knows he's got Terry next to him. And that's probably given him so much confidence. The bet I'm doing tonight is I'm going to Dutch Chelsea 1-0 and Chelsea 2-0. So he got 6-1 and 8-1. It's going to give me around a 4-1 shot. I think that's the play. I don't see Leicester scoring tonight against that defence. And I also don't see Chelsea being inclined to run right either, so that's the bet for me.
We mentioned, on the show previously, we've sort of said the boring Chelsea thing, and we spoke to Richard again on Monday about that. Do you think Mourinho's the kind of person who'll take that on board and be offended and chuck everyone out, go and score 25 goals, or is he the sort of person who says, I do not care what you think, we're going to win this game 1-0, and we're going to, that'll do us nicely?
Not in the slightest. He's not going to go gung-ho. There's nothing boring about winning games of football.
As a fan,
as a player, as a member of the Chelsea board, anything. You win games of football and that's that. Nothing boring about it at all. And for Arsenal fans to come out and call Chelsea boring, they must have such short memories, because we all remember George Graham's, or most of us remember George Graham's Arsenal side
that would win
1-0 every week. And I thought they were magnificent. They had Bold, you know, Adams, Keown when he was there, Seaman in goal. There's nothing boring about winning games of football. Sick and tired of all this, oh, everything's got to be attractive football all the time. I love watching Chelsea. Mentioned it before, Liverpool fan, but I love watching football and I like watching Chelsea. They've got, as I say, a whole host of talent going forward. Not boring in the slightest in my eyes. And they've got a winner in Mourinho, a winner in John Terry, and as Simon said, Cahill next to him as well. Just the best centre-half partnership, without a shadow of a doubt, in the Premier League, and they should both be playing for England.
1-0, 2-0 is the scores you like, Simon. I actually think Chelsea will nick this 1-0. Matty, if I had to push you for a score, I know you said you're not too sure.
Yeah, I think I'd be similar to you guys. I don't want to copy what you guys are saying.
No, please do.
1-0, 2-0.
Makes me feel myself.
1-0, 2-0, I would agree with
you. I know we will be speaking to Nigel Seeley later on in the show, and he's obviously got some thoughts on this game, and I know his thoughts are slightly different to ours in the studio, but one thing he will agree on, I believe, is under 2.5 goals. What price did we see that at earlier, Simon?
We've got
close enough to it.
Oh, 21-10, which we were surprised at.
21-10.
Priced it up as an 11-8, 6-4 shot. So there's obviously some
Chelsea to win to nil there. But we'll speak to Nigel Seeley towards the end of the show. He'll give us his thoughts and tell us why he thinks maybe under 2.5 goals is a way to play this as well. Okay, we're gonna have a quick break. When we come back, big time in the Championship. We'll see you then.